among others, we in the left wing press, or excuse me, left leaning press, we've spent years building up our credibility, and now you crazy 9/11 conspiracy theorists are destroying our credibility. Well, first of all, a big majority of the 9/11 movement is not on the left, they're on the right. They're libertarians and Republicans. Both Stephen Jones and Richard Gage were lifelong Republicans. So, but this is the answer they give. And I don't think that's just an excuse. I think they really do believe that things they've worked for. So from their point of view, in a sense, it doesn't matter whether what we're saying is true or false. It's not expedient. It's not helpful to what they consider the larger cause of exposing other high crimes and misdemeanors. So they say, well, we lose our credibility here, then we can't do all this other good work. Overlooking the fact, I would say, you know, as a rabid conspiracy, you know, a member of the 9/11 Truth Movement, as I would say, look, this is the big story. This outstrips anything you could possibly be exposing in the next, you know, from the last 10 years or the next 10 years, probably, unless we have another one. And if we do have another one, it's going to be partly your fault because you didn't help expose this one. So I just think that's a very poor answer. And for some people to say, and I regret that Howard Zinn, who showed great courage opposing Chomsky on this, who would not read my book, even though they're both good friends of Richard Falk. Richard Falk wrote to Chomsky and he said, I think you should read this manuscript. My friend David Griffin has been a great admirer of yours. He's built on your work. He would love to have a blurb from you. Chomsky wrote back and said, Dick, no, I will not read your friend Griffin's book. Howard Zinn read it. He wrote a blurb. And many people said, I never would have read your book except for the blurb by Howard Zinn. Not only that, despite the fact that he got flack from many his friends on the left, for writing that very innocuous blurb, you know, it was not he was not endorsing my ideas. He was just saying, this is a serious book. That's basically what he said. Even though he got a lot of flack for that, he came back and endorsed a second book. So I want to say I praise Howard Zinn for the courage he showed. Even though, and I regret the fact that near the end of his life, he said, well, 9/11 isn't too important. It doesn't matter too much what the truth is. I just think he made a terrible misjudgment in that. But that's all I would say about him